perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to have you joining us. As I mentioned yesterday, we have a wonderful lineup of people. We are at the National Leaders and Ministries Conference in Dallas, Texas, for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. We're having a big conference, and the plethora of speakers and people that we have a chance to interview is just unbelievable. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that. But I today on the show, we have Steve Toth, and Steve is the diocesan liaison for the Diocese of Toledo, Ohio. He also has a radio show called A New Pentecost, so he's no stranger to the other end of the microphone. And in addition to that, he is on the ADL Steering Committee for the National Service Committee, on the NSC Council, a whole bunch of other things. So welcome, Steve. Thank you so much for being here and helping challenge young Catholics.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me. I'm very happy to be able to do this. A little background for me, other than, you know, all the hats I'm wearing, is I'm what you call a cradle Catholic, right? I was baptized as an infant. My Catholic grandparents were Hungarian immigrants, and so my first years were in the Hungarian community in Toledo, Ohio, ethnic community. And then we moved to an area of Toledo called Point Place, which is sort of a recreational area, great place to grow up. But, you know, going to Mass, going to Catholic schools, going to Mass every morning, can't say as I enjoyed it that much. It really didn't know a whole lot that was going on, but, you know, it was a good thing and very good formation. So that's where I grew up, how I grew up. I tell people the neighborhood was like living a Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer childhood. It was water around us and woods and marshes and stuff like that. So, you know, me and my brothers were always out. And I love that. And actually, I still live in the same area. But I grew up that way and then married, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Married a wonderful gal, Barbara, and went to work, you know, like everybody else, served an apprenticeship at Ford Motor Company and got all involved in work. And, you know, and I worked a lot. I mean, it was required at first, but then it got to be a habit, and I tell people some way it was a bad habit. And my marriage started to suffer because I was gone all the time.
Yeah.
And we almost had a divorce. I mean, we were really close. My wife she told me, she says, if I got to raise the kids by myself, I might as well be by myself, okay?
Yeah.
And ended up separated, heading down the wrong direction, didn't want it, da-da-da. I mean, and I just went through a horrible time, and I tell people it was the best, you know, like the Charles Dickens thing, it was the best of times and worst of times. It was very hard emotionally, but also what the beauty of what happened is it brought me to my senses.
Okay.
Because I had to take a look at myself. What was my role in this separation? What did I do? Because at first you blame the other person, but then after a while it started to sink in that, you know, I wasn't perfect either.
Sure.
And then when I realized how bad I'd been, it devastated me. And I had to crawl out of that hole. Thank God for my Catholic upbringing, because I got to the point where I just wanted to end it all, okay?
Really?
But I knew that that was not the way to go because I was taught you don't do that.
Right.
So I had to find a way out. And so what I did is I just got wore out, and one night I just said to God, you know what? I'm tired. I'm wore out. I've tried everything. I don't know what to do next. So I guess if you're there.
Yeah.
If you're there, and it was a very honest prayer. If you're there, I don't know for sure. They tell me you are. But if you're there, you made us. You made my wife. You made my kids. And therefore, you probably can do a better job of taking care of things than I can. So please take over. And I'll do my best. You know I'm a big screw-up, but I'll try my best. That's all I can promise right now.
Yeah.
And it turned around.
It turned around.
That release to let God be God. Not to give up on life, not to give up on myself, but to let God be God. Okay?
Yeah.
And it turned out.
Yeah, and there's so many people out there, young people, as you mentioned, you know, it stuck with me here, as you said, if you're there. You know, I think there's so many people there, and let me just tell you, I know that the radio, and you know the radio, makes divine appointments with people in their cars, right?
Yeah.
It truly does. It makes those divine appointments, and it makes those, things happen for people. And if you're listening to this and going, man, I'm really struggling right now in my life, and I want to, you know, end it all, right? You know, I want to just crawl away, offering that prayer, as you said, offering that prayer, God, you're there, you know, you're the one that can fix it. How many people have you come across just in life and in ministry? Has the Holy Spirit put people in your path and in your place to help them through this, you know, area in their lives?
Absolutely. And of course, other people have helped me too.
Of course.
Yeah, right.
So
what I have found is it's through the brothers and sisters of the faith that God works the most for me. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was the most honest prayer probably I've ever prayed.
Okay.
And it had wonderful results. My wife ran into some friends that were involved in Marriage Encounter, and she was telling them what was going on, and that I had a big change in the way I was acting and treating her, because I'd realized I didn't own her. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I think that's a really good point to stick on, right? You don't own your spouse, right?
That's right.
You don't own your spouse. I you know, the Holy Spirit, they don't own it. You don't own her, or him, you know. And I think that's a big thing in society. Well, you know, I have to be with him every minute. I have to, you know, text him every 25 seconds, you know, especially for young people, right? It's like this whole thing, no, I don't own you.
Right. Yeah. And you know, there's an old saying, you know, if you have a bird, you really don't have it until you let it free. If it comes back, then you know you really have it. So that was a big change. So I would start treating her as a gift.
Yeah.
And as my partner.
Yeah.
And not as a piece of property. Okay. And I didn't realize I was doing that, but it's old school. Okay. It's old school. You know, woman, you go, you know, take care of the dishes and clean the house, take care of the kids. I'll go to work.
Yeah.
It's complete change in mindset.
Yeah, it doesn't fly these days.
I'm remarried now, and because my first wife died, and no, it doesn't fly with the second wife. <either. laughs> So it was a great thing, and God sent us on a honeymoon, basically. You know, honeymoon with God is much better than one you can pick out. You know,
yeah.
I mean, God's better than Niagara Falls, I'll tell you right now. So it was it was a great time, and of course, you know, life comes back at you, and you have to start working at it again. You have communication was a big thing with us. Marriage Encounter taught us that. We gravitated from there to Charismatic Renewal, because we both wanted to dig deeper and deeper into our relationship with the Lord and with the church, and we found that seemed to be the place where we could do that the most. So we did. You know, we had a terrific journey, but now we're doing it together.
Yeah.
Okay? This is where before she was doing her thing and I was doing my thing, and now we're together. Okay?
Yeah.
We're partners.
Yeah, you're partners. And that's, and you know what, the journey I hear you speaking, especially to people who are, you know, you're a seasoned man and you have a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge in this, but you know, the young people that are listening to this, young married couples or people thinking about getting engaged and married, like even like myself, you know, listening to this and drawing on the, just soaking in the wisdom of, you know, how do you deal with your spouse? How do you talk with her? How do you, you know, on the day-to-day level? Because there's, I think people think you're always going to be, you know, happy and perfect. You know,
no.
You know, you're going to get frustrated. She's another human being, right? You're going to be frustrated with her.
Absolutely. And she'll be frustrated with you. I mean, God made us different.
Right.
Okay, when he said we made you male and female, I mean, there was a purpose behind that. It's to merge together. I tell young guys when they're getting married, I says there's two things you need to remember to be able to say, okay? This may sound a little facetious, but remember these two phrases, yes, dear, and I'm sorry, dear. Because they're not thinking the same way you are, okay? You think you're right, but they have a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
So don't think you're going to win all the argument. Don't think there's something wrong if you're not winning the argument. Don't worry about it. It doesn't mean a whole lot. Work it out. Communicate in all levels, emotionally, you know, all the way, okay? But that's when you look at it, when you look at it as a privilege and a journey together, it changes the whole complexity of it, okay? So my job, I realize, because now I'm reading the scriptures, okay, and now I'm meeting with other men, Catholic and Christian men, was that my job was to help her to get to heaven.
Yeah.
That was my main job, okay?
Yeah.
My main job wasn't to bring home a lot of money, although it helps, okay? But if that was bringing home a lot of money was getting in the way of helping her get into a deeper relationship with the Lord and eventually win her race, then I wasn't doing it right. And thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God that he graced me with enough love to be able to do that with my wife. So
that and how beautiful, right? And you were able to lead her home to heaven.
Yes.
You were able to lead her home to heaven.
Yes. Best thing ever.
that's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. And he's graced you with another. And that's
to
lead home. Or maybe she leads you home. But we don't know these things, right?
We don't know these things. No.
But it's a beautiful thing that that we're in this journey together. I find myself saying that often and a lot. That we're in this journey together. It's certainly evident here at the National Catholic Charismatic Renewal meetings, right? I mean, we're all together here praying and singing and being here worshiping the Lord. I have to take that short break here for, and then we'll come back. We'll continue having a great conversation with Steve Toth. I'm Bill Snyder. This is Young Catholics Respond. Don't go anywhere.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered, How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com. On Amazon.com or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond, everybody. I am Bill Snyder. It is a pleasure having you guys with us. If you are listening, you're a brand new listener, thank you for downloading and, you know, subscribing or tuning in on Light of Life Radio Network out there in West Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us. Today we're talking with Steve Toth. He is the ADL, he's on the Association of Diocesan Liaisons for the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. He's also the Diocesan Liaison for Toledo, Ohio. And it's just a pleasure talking to him. The Holy Spirit's truly leading our conversation, Dave. It really is. Talking all about the gift of marriage and really just your journey of faith as a man, you know, married. And so I want to kind of shift the conversation. As you mentioned, you got involved in the Charismatic Renewal with your wife. And now you're in a leadership position in the, you know, the diocese. You know, what has this meant to you? What has the Charismatic Renewal meant to you?
Well, what it meant to me was everything, because actually what happened was on the marriage encounter we made, I encountered Jesus. That's the whole idea. You encounter Jesus and your spouse, okay? You learn what a real covenant is, that the Lord is the master of that covenant, okay? He's intimate with you, okay? And you can rely on him. You can lean on him. You can go to him, and he has to be part of your relationship. So it becomes a three-person relationship. Okay, so when we started that, we wanted more of the Lord. Okay, we wanted to know more about him and understand his plan for our life. And so we gravitated towards Charismatic Renewal. They had just started a prayer meeting in our parish, a Charismatic prayer meeting. We started attending that. Was wonderful. It was there that we realized what had happened to us on the marriage encounter, okay? Because, I mean, we came off of that in love with the church, in love with the scriptures, couldn't put the Bible down,
right?
Okay, doing all these things, you know, and through the marriage encounter, we realized that was the action of the Holy Spirit. That was our baptismal graces, okay, coming alive, because we had said yes to the Lord, that you are our Lord now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm not my own Lord. You're the Lord. Yeah. And we want to cooperate with you. We want to live in a relationship with you. So it kept getting deeper and deeper. And we actually ended up with six couples total working on forming a covenant community. Okay. Where we covenanted to each other. We took that covenant with the Lord and expanded it out to these other families.
Okay.
And we worked at that for 6 years, and the formation was wonderful. I mean, because we were relating to existing covenant communities, so they gave us teaching, okay? Formation teachings, how to be a Christian father, how to be a Christian husband, how to Christian wife, worker.
Sure.
Amazing the things that started happening at work. I'm working for Ford Motor Company, okay?
Yeah, right.
I'm a millwright. I'm a skilled tradesman. But I really didn't enjoy being a millwright because I was always stymied in what I could do because we had separation of trades. Well, I had this opportunity, and I knew because of what the scripture said about how to work. Work as if you're working for the Lord.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I knew that I had to take a little more responsibility in my job, so I went into this other trade, and wow. I found out that I was smarter than I thought. Or should I say I wasn't as dumb as I thought? I don't know. But I'm starting to work as a Christian worker now, okay? I'm not taking advantage of breaks. You know, I'm asking for more work while the machine's running well and all this kind of stuff. And they're looking at that evidently and saying, wow, something happened with this guy. And eventually they asked me to go into manufacturing engineering, okay? I'm not a degreed engineer, but they needed somebody. I tell people, well, they really needed somebody bad, so they asked me. Yeah. You know, but then I love that, okay? So even in my work life, because I'm living according to God's principles that I'm learning through the community of believers, okay, my work life changes, okay? Now I'm making more money, working less hours, and enjoying what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So every aspect of our life started to illuminate, okay, and become bigger. Of course, more responsibility comes with that. But we were just listening to the homily at Mass and talking about Father Scanlon says that you always have to step out, and you don't know where the ground is with the Lord, you know, but he says step out.
Right.
So I'm doing this, okay, not even thinking about that, just knowing I need to accept responsibility, okay, because I've been given these skills and gifts. And times I felt like I was over my head, believe me, but it always worked out. Honestly, I would have a problem at work that I could not figure a solution for, and I was the last line of defense, okay, in my area, because the engineer, he's it, okay, he's supposed to have all the answers, and I didn't know what to do, and I'd go home, and I would dream the answer.
Wow.
And wake up in the morning and know exactly what to do and go to work and fix it.
Okay? That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, God works. I mean, he just, if he says, please do this, he's not going to abandon you. Okay, he's going to be there with you in ways that you can never imagine. So, but that involvement in renewal, in the charismatic renewal, all led to this stuff. And we kept growing and growing. And eventually that group disbanded for different reasons. You know, people were moved for work and et cetera, et cetera. But my wife and I both knew, after a time of sort of like mourning because a group, you know, broke up, a friend of mine called, a dear friend, and he said, Steve, I need some help. And he was the director of the local Charismatic Renewal Ministry at the time. I need some help. Will you help me out? And he drew us back in to ministry, okay?
Yeah.
So I sat on the governing board for the ministry, and I did some conferences and stuff like that. And all the time, he would ask me to do, and I go, I don't know if I have time. Roy, geez, Roy, this is, you know, I'm working. And then I would hear the Holy Spirit say, Steve, what are you afraid of? Okay? And what I was really afraid of was giving up my time, okay? And I had to let go.
Yeah.
And so I would do it, and then I would be so happy. So happy that I did it because of all the graces and all the fruit that came from it. And one thing led to another, and he and his wife had to resign because her Parkinson's, the disease was getting to a point where they couldn't handle it and work at the same time. And he asked me if I would take over temporarily, and then temporarily was about 12 years ago. So that was, you know. I suppose part of the reason I'm still doing it is because I don't take pay.
Wow. That's amazing, Steve. the diocesan office loves you.
Right? The board.
The board loves you. Yeah, they love you. Yeah, for sure.
So anyhow, but because of my position there, what went with it was the liaisonship, okay? So the bishop appoints me, and of course, you know, the bishop appointed me to be the director too. And I started, you know, going to convocations and very much enjoyed it. There's a lot of wisdom there. If there's anybody out there listening that is a liaison and hasn't been coming to convocations, please come. It's just a great time of fellowship, of learning, prayer. It's sort of like a retreat in a you know, we call it a convocation, but you know, I don't know what else, guys. It's just a great time, you know.
Good.
And please, you know, if you have that opportunity, please come. So now I'm on the steering committee, so I get to, and I'm have to steer. I'm the chair of this year's convocation in St. Louis, which is where we'll be. I'm really looking forward to this.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Haven't been to St. Louis since I was a kid. So I love it, you know. And I sit on the National Service Committee Council, you know, because I represent our region,
right.
Okay, our diocese and the area around Ohio. So, and that's a great blessing, too. We just did some great work this weekend.
Didn't we?
Oh man.
Yeah.
Great work. So, all blessing. Wasn't sure I could make it this time because I had a brother-in-law that was deathly ill and actually passed.
Oh.
So it was touch and go, but I'm glad I was able to come. You know,
glad you're here.
Mike, thanks for, you know, checking out time for me to come.
Oh yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the radio show New Pentecost because it's not often you find like-minded, charismatic people with radio shows.
Yeah.
So just talk to me a little bit about what you do on the show and how you got involved in everything.
Well, I've known the president of the Annunciation Radio. That's our local station
yeah.
there,
yeah.
which is expanding continuously. Michael Learned, Deacon Michael Learned has been a friend for years. We've done ministry together, put on conferences together.
Sure.
And he called me one day and he says, Steve, I want to develop some local programming. Would you do a program? And I went, Mike, I'm not a radio host. He says, yeah, but you got a great face for radio.
What a compliment.
So he broke the ice on me there, you know. So I said, well, I'll consider it. You know, I'll think about it and pray about it. And I call him back and I says, if I can call it a New Pentecost, and if I can interview people that I know that have had the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of their best baptismal graces, okay, I'll do it. So it ended up with a half-hour format, and that's basically what we do, is we just sit down and do a, I did in the beginning
yep,
of the program.
That's right, yeah. Just.
They tell me their story, and one thing I've learned, I've got over 100 interviews that we've done so far. No story is exactly the same, but every story is the same.
Sure.
Because it's the same God.
Right.
Okay. And he'll reach us where we are, not where we want him to be. Okay.
Yeah.
Where we are. And like with me, it was on a marriage encounter, but I had to get involved with Charismatic Renewal.
Sure.
To find out what had happened to me and what more was available to me through the charisms and the power of the Holy Spirit. So a lot of people, people will have in their room, in their bedroom, in the middle of the night, they'll have an experience of God. Okay,
yeah.
But they all, right. everybody I've talked, just about everybody I've talked to has found their way into the Charismatic Renewal so that they could further the understanding of what's happened to them. But that's what the program is. You know,
that's
it's
so
a half
cool.
hour. You know, and
so
if somebody
cool.
out there would want to be on my program,
yeah,
you can call me at 419-343-0949, okay? And we
awesome.
Can do it remotely. We can give you a call, right. and we can do it like this, okay?
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun.
So, yeah, Steve Toth at 419-343-0949. You know, a little commercial there.
Awesome. No, definitely want to make sure you give the commercial. That's important. And you can listen to the show on Annunciation Radio. I know they have the Annunciation Radio app. I know there's a smartphone app for it. I actually used to work with Meg Bonham. If you're out there listening, shout out to Meg Bonham.
Oh, okay.
Download the Annunciation Radio app for your smartphone and listen to A New Pentecost.
Mr. Yeah, Toth. There's podcasts on it.
And there's podcasts too.
Yeah.
So, check it out. It's going to be a great show for anybody listening to Young Catholics Respond that wants to go a little further, especially in the Charismatic Renewal and conversion stories and journeys with the Lord. That's the show to listen to. So thanks so much, Steve, for being here. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
I very much enjoyed it.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.